Detective Inspector Henrik Jungerson squinted through his shades at the divers bobbing up and down in the harbour like seals. Behind him on the quay, by the gleaming spacecraft of the Opera House, a crowd of passers-by had gathered with their bicycles, prams and dogs. They were held back by a handful of uniforms, but unwavering in their determination to see what was going on. The many police cars suggested it was nothing good. Henrik had rolled up the sleeves of his white shirt, but still the fabric clung damply to his back. The sun was beating down on his shaved head without mercy. "Get on with it," he said under his breath, as the divers finished placing the body in a bag. He knew this meant the remains were falling apart. This unwelcome thought, along with the smell of diesel and harbour water, was putting him off his takeaway coffee, already lukewarm in his hand. A couple of officers made a poor job of pulling the bag inside the dinghy. It took a third man to complete the mission, the uneven weight distribution threatening for a moment to capsize the vessel. The dead were heavy, especially those with watery graves. The audience behind him, holding up their phones to film every bit of the action, knew nothing about such things, nor how difficult it was going to be to disentangle the mess that had brought the victim to this sordid end. Who was he? Not some poor bloke who had drunk one too many in the interval of La Traviata, that much was clear. The fact that his head was missing was a major clue. The sooner they had the body away to forensics and the crowd dispersed, the better.